It's all about the community, they'll tell you. The Rungaria Sikh Temple in Birmingham is one of the country's oldest and has a particularly elegant prayer hall. But members of the congregation have also bought a separate building which functions as a venue for weddings and other celebrations and as a sports hall where anyone can come and play a game of badminton. As far as the temple's Assistant General Secretary is concerned, this is what the Sikh faith is all about, welcoming people, whatever their religion, and getting involved in all sorts of activities. But Jasbal Singh Verdi says that recently they've been confronted by protesters who don't want to see temple property used for non-religious purposes, and particularly not for celebrations, which may involve music, singing and dancing.
There are certain groups of people. They tend to be the more younger generation. And their view is Sikhism should be followed in its purity of its form. And it's actually been quite aggressive. We've had singing and dancing, for example, at the community centre. It's not against a Sikh religion. Dancing is not against a Sikh religion. But the protesters feel that these functions shouldn't be taking place. We've been actually threatened, and it just creates tension within the community. We're generally worried.
There was a protest yesterday at another West Midlands Sikh temple in Leamington Spa. This is part of an ongoing dispute involving a group calling itself Sikh Youth UK. They object to interfaith marriage ceremonies taking place on religious premises. Earlier this month, 55 of them were arrested when they turned up at the temple in masks and tried to prevent a Sikh from marrying a non-Sikh. There were no arrests yesterday, but once again demonstrators insisted they were staying true to the original rules and principles of the Sikh faith.
We're here today to actually protest against a temple committee that is actually upholding non-Sikh values. So the congregation is out there to, number one, say, look, our voices need to be heard and this needs to stop.
There are between half and three quarters of a million Sikhs in Britain. The exact figure is unknown, but they've always had a strong connection with this country, dating from the disproportionately high number of Sikhs who served in the British Army when India was still part of the Empire. And those Sikhs who then immigrated to the UK made a strong effort to fit in, according to Jasveer Singh Gill, chairman of the religiously liberal organisation City Sikhs. It's that earlier effort to assimilate, he says, which explains the tensions now emerging.
Many Sikhs who settled did cut their hair, didn't wear turbans, found a way of settling and integrating that was comfortable to them. What we are seeing now is a challenge to the older generation. The idea of, well, we think that you have gone too far in respect of integration. That is what some of the younger groups are saying. So we're seeing two groups. Those who settled here, who worked hard, who did their best to create these places of worship for the Sikh community, and the younger generation who see that and say, well, actually, some of your practices are incorrect, and we want to make sure that the faith is practiced in the way that we see fit.
I met up with a few of these younger Sikhs at a cafe in central London. Superficially, at least, they embody the same integrating instincts of their parents' and grandparents' generation. All highly educated, Manveer Bogle is an accountant and Eshmeet Kaur is a drama student. But with great politeness, they explained why they thought the Sikh establishment has abandoned and indeed betrayed the tenets of their faith. Certainly they thought it was right to protest if temple authorities were allowing interfaith marriage ceremonies.
People of two different faiths were being married under a Sikh marriage. So I don't think there's anything wrong about what the protesters did to protect principles of their faith. Maybe the methods were slightly confused in the sense that the faces shouldn't have been covered, but that was up to them, that was their prerogative.
Ishmeet, what did you feel about the mixed wedding going ahead in a Sikh temple?
I think the older generation are no longer respecting Sikhism as the way that the Sikh youth are nowadays. They're too interested in trying to keep everybody happy on a whole. They're too interested in money, and the youth are a lot more interested and trying to focus on Sikhism, how it was practiced back in the Guru's time, because otherwise we're going to let Western society or Eastern society even affect our Sikhism as a whole.
There's a word that some people would use to describe what you and the others have said, which is fundamentalist?
If you call me a fundamentalist because I want to practice my religion the way that it should be practiced and respect it on the highest possible level, then maybe I am a fundamentalist.
At the Rumgaria Temple in Birmingham, I found many older members of the congregation alarmed by all this talk of a single way that the Sikh religion should be practiced. And the temple's vice president, Jalnal Singh Bogal, has particular reason for anguish. He had his car set on fire after he was blamed for allowing a mixed-faith wedding ceremony. At the time, it seemed like a one-off, but he's worried that this kind of aggression is becoming more widespread.
There is a tension in the community. Yes, it is still going on. It's happening in other cities of the country here. And some of these fanatic people, they try to tell other people that they believe in the fundamental basics of religion. Main aim of our religion is preaching love and truth, but they don't practice it.